Just because you know where I stay, doesn't give you permission to always pop up out of nowhere. We've talked about this. I understand that we opened up to each other. But that doesn't mean that I always have to open up to you about everything. Some battles are meant to be fought alone. And you see, that's the problem. You can't understand. Even if I told you what I was going through, what could you do, huh? How can you help? Exactly. And I don't need that. And you don't have to do that. There's some battles that are meant to be fought alone. Haven't we talked about this before? What if someone saw you walking in here? Do you know what they could say about us? And you have responsibilities too. Are you really trying to let all of that slip away? For a fellow captain? I think you need to reevaluate your thought process. This won't end good for either of us. And you know why. It's not even just that. In the past, you'd come to me about different things going on with you and the cadets. Problems trying to figure out how to read the situation. I went to you about my dark moments, and you came to me about yours as well. We helped each other out. We became close. The problem with that was, I wasn't supposed to be close to anyone here. Especially someone like you. You don't understand what I mean. To someone so sweet, so kind, so beautiful. If I do that, I am putting myself at risk. I'm putting my heart in jeopardy. Because how could someone ever love someone as ugly as me? As stubborn as I am? As distant as I seem? I knew that you were out of my league. And I still remember that night. I was going to visit you. A surprise visit. And then I overheard you and someone else in that room. And I thought to myself, how could I be so stupid? I mean, yeah. We didn't tell each other that we have feelings or that there was a connection that one of us felt. But in my mind, I just couldn't get over the fact that I didn't do that. I felt like you were giving me so many chances to, and I just never took them. I can't go to you about this because it's about you. I don't want to sound clingy or attached or delusional, but it's been months since that happened. You've seen how I've been recently. And you've noticed a change. It's because I can't bear to go through something like that again. You didn't lie. You just weren't completely honest. But that was me, expecting something that I shouldn't have been expecting from anyone. How do I feel now? It's hard to say. Because I think about you often. I wonder how you're doing. I always hope that you're doing all right. Especially since both of our divisions have been caught up in a mess. Even if there was a chance that you felt something back then, I'll never know. For all I know, I could just be making things worse. You should go. You should go before something else happens. You see, the last thing I want is for you to be thinking about me. I'll only be in your way. And right now, you're in my way. So I kindly have to ask you again to leave. This isn't up for discussion. We're not talking about it. There's nothing to talk about. You're making this way more complicated than it has to be. Can't you just... What? What did you say? You love... Stop. Stop with the lies. No, I don't want to hear any more. You can't love me. We talked about weak moments. That's just going to make you weak. You love me. You love me. You probably don't even know what love is. Go to bed. Get some rest. There's going to be a team meeting tomorrow. I'm pretty sure all the captains are going to be there, so you will be there as well. And you're always showing up late to everything, so... No excuses, right? No excuses. Why would you want me? You can't say that. Ah. You're trying to take it all the way with me tonight. And what if you regret it? I could never regret anything with you either. Your lips feel so good. Keep going. Oh yeah, it feels good, baby. You're turning me on so fucking bad. You know exactly what you're doing. And now you're trying to touch me down there. You can take it out. I've never had someone touch it like that. Oh, it feels so good. Yeah, I love it when you do it like that. Oh, I love it so much. Baby. It isn't fair. Do you know what you're doing to me? You don't have to do that. Besides, do you really want to have it inside of your mouth? Go on then. Don't tease me like that. Slow down. Can you make it feel so good? Yes, baby. I want you to take more of it. Oh. sure how I feel. Looking at you. Taking my cock inside of your mouth. I never knew you were so filthy. So what? Are you going to take my virginity tonight? Yes. You'd be my first. Are you sure you want to be on top of me? Well, you do have a point. Fine. I trust you. Slowly. I'm not trying to climax so soon. You just feel so good. I've never felt something like this before. Yes. You look so good on top of me. I'm so stuck on how your body moves. It feels so good. It feels so good. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, move your hips, baby. Use me. I love you. Oh, I love you so fucking much. I love you. I love you. Take me. Fuck. I'm getting close. Hold it. You're suffering. I'm coming. How long have I waited for this to happen between us? I wasn't expecting you to take charge the way that you did, but... oh, that was so fucking hard. You're gonna make it hard for me to not want more of you. From your voice to your personality, to your lips, to your body. I want to embrace you every day. Oh, and by the way, thank you for being my first.